you get your Bible, we're going to take a little trip down the river on the gospel ship. Okay? Y'all didn't quite get it. I'm going to say it again. Get your Bibles. We're going to take a little trip down the river. You know, Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers. We're going to take a little trip. It's going to be a big trip down the river of the gospel ship. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In our text, we said, and we didn't, well, we got as far as we could go, but today we want to go a little further. In our text, it says in Hebrews 11:3, the book of Hebrews 11:3, it said, through faith we understand that the world was what? Framed by the word of God. So if y'all can follow me today, go ahead and put it on the screen. And some of it won't be. I have some from the Amplified, some from the Passion. I don't know how much of it I use, and some from the King James. Because I'll be using the original King James, original Amplified Bible. They got classified now, but I'll be reading from the original Amplified Bible. But notice he said, this is King James, through faith we understand. Through faith we understand that the world was framed how? By the word of God. So that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. And remember, we read the scripture in Luke 17:5-6. The disciples said to Jesus, I'm just quoting this. The disciples said to Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. Remember that? And he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you say to this sycamine tree, say to this mountain, say to this tree, pull yourself up, be plucked up by the root and be cast into the sea. And it should what? It should obey you. Amen, right? Amen. Now. Today, I want you to pay close attention again. Because I'm going a little deeper into the things of the word, then so it will be wise that you would tune out everything else and listen, because this is the only way. We have put so many things before the word, and we have been deceived by so many other things that we do in the flesh that make us think that we got something, and when the feeling way off, we're still where we were before we got to feeling good. You know, I said this many times through the years, and I he stands out because he was, you know, just in my generation, and I said it many times. I heard him sing a few times. Never been to any of his concerts. But James Brown would sing a song, I feel good, na 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 na. I knew that I would now, na 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 na. I feel good, na 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 na. I feel right nice right now, na 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 na. So good, so good, I got you. Da-da. I feel good. And And we laughing, but that's the way we do church. We don't get what the word says. But we're going to get it today. We're going to get some things today. And we think we're having church because we feel good. You ought to feel good. But we base it on feeling rather than revelation. Hallelujah. And so if you will listen, open your heart and receive. Because I'm going to say something. Well, the word is going to say it, and I'm just going to read it. Amen. And I want to read this scripture again. Mark 11:3. Notice that it said through faith. Not how you feel. Through faith, we understand. If I'm going to walk in divine increase, walk in God's divine wisdom and knowledge, if I'm going to walk victorious over all the opposition, and you should know by this time, we have an adversary. And people get caught up in flesh. It's, you know, all of us, young folks and all. And we don't know that when we ignore what God says and go on and do what we want to do, we don't know what kind of hole we're digging. We don't know what lies ahead because of our disrespect or disobedience. Or not acknowledging God, say, Lord, you already know. You already, Lord. So I'm going to trust you. But we go through a lot of pain, suffering. And that wouldn't ordinarily be. But because men choose to go their way apart from God, it caused them so much pain, miss out on so many things, and could be achieving and accomplishing and conquering things that will affect your, not only you, but your family, your community, where you go to work, where you shop, where you, what you do in life, your generation. It will affect them because the devil, the reason he's after you, now listen, because he have to have some kind of body or somebody participation to express himself. If he can't express himself through you, he'll get a dog, he'll get a cow, he'll get whatever he can get. Amen. But when you realize who you are and what you have, and what you've been made and what you have access to and how and you can do it, then you become a force. We become a force that will trouble the devil himself and put him where he belongs on our feet. Did anybody hear me? And so he said, through faith, we understand. This is how we understand how to walk in this realm. Is not by mind, sight. It's not by the natural part of us. It's through faith. It's in the realm of the spirit. And faith is what guides us, leads us, and teaches us, and reveals to us, and make known to us the thing that is in the spirit realm. And those things are in the spirit realm is unseen to the natural eye. But when we know how to operate our faith in that realm, it makes everything works right for us. Because and it caused everything, our spiritual, our prayer time, our study time, our meditation time, our worship time, and then our walk through the day, the Spirit of God directs us, talk to our hearts, speak to us about this, says, don't do that.